Teke Teke Horror Story. School ended, and a boy named Daniel was going back to his home. On his way home, he always crossed a deserted house. People said that nobody lived in that house, but Daniel used to see a very beautiful girl standing by the window, staring at him every day. He sort of liked her. That day, when he was returning from school, he thought he'll enter the house to meet the girl and tell her how he feels about her. Like every day, the girl was standing by the window staring at Daniel. Daniel entered the house, walked up the stairs, and went to that room. When he reached there, the sight he saw totally came as a shock to him. He could see the pretty girl, but she didn't have a lower half of her body. From the window, only the upper half of her body was visible, but Daniel never knew that the upper half was all that the girl had. Daniel was so scared that he couldn't even run. Deep down inside, he had realized that it was too late to run. That is when the girl turned and crawled on her hands swiftly to come near Daniel. In a creepy voice, the girl asked Daniel,
Where is the other half of my body?
Daniel was in a state of shock, and not a single word came out of his mouth. On the spot. In the decade of the 90s, many more incidents just like Daniel had been found. In every case, the victim's body was cut into two pieces from the middle, and the dead body was found in some deserted place. People named that girl Teke Teke. People believed that when she was alive, her name was Kashima Reiko, who was a very reserved girl. She was made fun of when she didn't talk to other people and mostly kept to herself. That is why people used to tease her and made fun of her. One day when she was returning home from school, a couple of boys pushed her down for fun at the railway crossing and left. When Kashima fell, her foot got stuck there at the crossing. A speeding train approached her and cut her body into pieces. She was still alive for a while and cried for help, but there was no one around who could hear her. Since that day, she became famous as the legend of Teke Teke. In the deserted places of Japan, she used to stop kids who were going back home from school and ask them a simple question. Where is the other half of my body? Where is it? People didn't know the answer to it, and Kashima then made sure they suffered the same fate as her.